Blog Talk Radio.
The LaRusha Cain Show.
Hello, and thank you for joining me on the LaRusha Cain Show. I am excited to be with you. Yes, I am. I have my tea. I hope you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Today, we have a dynamic show prepared for you. You don't want to miss it. So let's give you a few minutes just to share it with your Facebook family and friends, your Instagram buddies, your tweets. And let them know it's going down today on the LaRusha Cain Show. Well, we have our guest host here. He's sitting in the virtual green room eating, yes, virtual popcorn, sipping on his favorite virtual drink, kicking back, looking fabulous as always. Yes, he is doing it. His name is Carlton Epic, and he is a motivator, inspirer, influencer. He's doing great things in the community and at large. Information about Mr. Carlton Epic, because I know you want to know more about him. You know, he sounds just interesting, doesn't he? He sounds like he's doing great things. So we're going to share something. Carlton Epic is an entrepreneur and influencer. As a former on-air personality at Stevie Wonder's radio station, 102.3 KJLH, a producer at CBS Radio, Carlton has hosted various concerts and festivals throughout the nation, including the AT&T stage at the BET Experience, the King Fest at the Great Western Forum, and you know what? He has interviewed a lot of celebrities. So I'm not going to prolong our time together. We're going to bring him in live. Hello, Carlton. How are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and thank you for joining the LaRusha Cain Show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here and to be live with you. This is an amazing, amazing opportunity, so thank you for having me.
That's good. I'm just happy to have you. You know, for those that are unaware of how I met this influencer, this world changer, this world renowned man, I was at a WNBA bar mixer, and I saw him, and everyone was networking, and I said, I got to get to know him. He looked like he's doing things. I want to know more about him and what he's doing. So from that day forward, I was like, yes, got to connect. And so I'm just grateful to have you here today to connect with me, to share, so my listening audience can know more about you and what it is that you're doing that's making everything that you touch epic.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to just let everybody know and to be on your show and really tell the story, really tell it all. And that was a while back when we met and we stayed connected. And I'm, again, so elated to be with you right now.
Being on the show called Icebreaker Question.
Okay.
And I had that. You know, I got this thing from watching Top Five with Chris Rock. And you know, he asked everyone in the room, who's your favorite top five rappers? And as I was sitting there listening to them go through their top five, I was like, really? Just be honest. And so I have adopted that idea and concept for this show, so people can get to know you and for us to be able to enjoy each other a little bit more. So are you ready to play my game? with me?
Oh, I'm ready.
All righty. Well, I'm going to ask you the first question. I was like, all right, Mr. Epic, let's see. Motivates you.
Who motivates
Who's your motivator?
You have to say that again.
Who is your motivator? Who motivates you?
My motivation on a career level, the Michael Jordan to me of it all, it has to be Diddy. And I saw him last night at this event, so I got the chance to finally connect with him and kind of talk to him. And aside from that, I would definitely just say life has definitely motivated me, just been through a lot. So just being able to get up from a lot of those experiences have just been a daily reminder and a daily motivation. And just family and just being able to inspire other people that, you know, they can let their dream live. That's really my daily inspiration. So between Diddy giving me that realistic standpoint and just the daily life grind gives me that motivation.
All right. I love it. I love it. There is nothing wrong with that. You know, I love me some Diddy too as well. And his grind is really ridiculous. He really knows what he's doing in life. I'm telling you, we get knocked down sometimes, but the great thing about it all is, you know, God is able to get us on up again and keep us moving forward and learn some life experiences, have a testimony to help others as well. Well, I have another question. If you could interview anyone from the past or present, who would you interview?
If I could interview anyone, dang, that's a lot of people that I could just, dang, if I could interview one person, I would have to go, this is probably random, well, it's not random, but it's just like, okay, well, I would go with Harriet Tubman, because I'm like, how did you gather all of these people, how did you just think with no technology, no, none of that stuff, it was just really her mind and her vision, and really did something that just was definitely needed for back in that time. So I wanted to go with Harriet Tubman because, man, like, she did some amazing things. I would love to pick her brain.
Yes. I mean, you know what? You made me think on that one. I was like, how did she get all those people? What did she say? How did she do it? You know, without a marketing strategy, without social media, without a platform, how is she able to influence all those people to come with her? So that would be a dynamic person to ask, and great questions as well. And if we could, I would like to eavesdrop on that conversation.
Exactly.
Okay, number three. I have another one for you. Now, what is your favorite movie? What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Jeez, you're coming with the good questions today. would have to be Coming to America and Pursuit of Happiness. And Pursuit of Happiness is like, dang, I wish my dad did that, but he didn't. He left me. But it's all right. It's all right. We made it work. And so Pursuit of Happiness, I thought is an amazing movie. And Coming to America, I could always get a great laugh from that as well.
You know, I almost said, shut the front door. You said, Coming to America. You know, I have one girlfriend. She loves it. She just loves the music, that whole thing. And Pursuit of Happiness made me cry and happy and everything. And just how he empowered and inspired his son and changed his life. Those are some good ones. Those are good. Now, being that you are a young Carlton Epic, Once Upon a Time.
Uh-huh.
Question number four is, what was your Saturday morning favorite cartoon?
Saturday morning favorite cartoon would have to be Recess. I used to get up and look forward to watching that every morning, go grab the Frosted Flakes cereal and get ready to watch just these kids just enjoying life on Recess. And my Recess was never like the TV show, but, you know, I always hope one day it would be, but I really enjoy that show.
Recess. Oh, you know, being I was born, you know, in 19... I was like, Recess. I had to think. Recess. Then I was like, you know what Recess is. Stop playing. So, yeah,
you know
Recess.
It, you know it.
I know it. And so my last question to you is, who is Carlton Epic? Who are you?
Who is Carlton Epic? Carlton Epic is my superhero. So Carlton Roberts for me is the person who has to, you know, just deal with the daily life challenges and the obstacles and the doubt. And when I suit up and get in that Carlton Epic, unemotional, fearless, relentless, I can just do anything. That's Carlton Epic. Carlton Epic is like my superhero. Like if life was perfect, this is how I would be, just with no fear, living life with no fear. So that's the mentality. I kind of get in that Carlton Epic mode that I can get anything done. It's kind of like my Superman and Clark Kent analogy. So Carlton Epic is my superhero, and it allows me to focus in and just really focus.
All right. Make you want to say, ow. Now, that was a good answer. Clark Kent, Superman, I love it. That's one of my favorite heroes. So you just went there, and just how he's able to go from the daily grind of working at the newspaper and doing all of that to his superhero-ness, you know, just in a split second, and change, and, you know, empower people and save lives, and then go right back to being his normal self with his glasses. So, you know, that's good. I love it. I love it. I love that. Now, we're IG buddies, and I was perusing one day, scrolling, and I ran across something one day, and it made me just sit there, and I had no words. Now, if you know me, I'm a talker, so I had nothing to say, and I just sat there, and I stared for a while, and I had to read it twice to really take it all in. And it was November 10th. It was a post that you put up. And it was about a beautiful woman who inspired you. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about it, because I want to go into your business and all the great things that you're doing. But that post right there really spoke volumes on so many levels. And I saw the comments that people were leaving. And they were really touched. They were inspired. Some were in tears. It was just a lot of different emotions going on. But the one thing that you did was you came back and you thanked us. And you appreciated our comments. And I wanted you to be able to share a little bit about that post on November 10th, if you don't mind.
Yeah, nah, definitely. It's something I was thinking about kind of the top of this year. 3 years ago on November 10th, 2014, I lost my queen, my best friend, my everything, my mother. She was diagnosed with cancer early October, then October 31st. She took her first dose of chemo, and literally November 9th, I was at this event, and I just got a phone call, like, you need to go pick up your mom. And I'm like, huh, what's going on? Literally left everything, went to go pick her up. And normally, you know, I grew up in a single mom household, so she's always yelling, always throwing stuff at me if I'm doing something, especially if I drive fast. She's always, like, yell at me, like, slow down. But she wasn't talking, wasn't saying anything. So I'm like, wow, something's going on. So we get to the emergency, and since she was a cancer patient, she got priority as soon as she got there. So we get there. It's my grandma and I and a couple other family members. And she's fine. She's laughing. She was like, you think mommy's going to be all right? I'm like, he's going to be just fine. We prayed and we did our little handshake and told her I loved her. But the doctor said, you know, they wanted to keep her overnight just to watch her. And the rest of my family left. So I'm waiting in the emergency room because they just wanted to kind of put this little tube in her just to get her veins going correctly, because her veins wouldn't really pop out when they needed the needles to put inside of her. So, all right, I'm waiting. It's about roughly like 6 o'clock in the evening. About 7 o'clock comes. Like, it's taking a little bit long. Normally, I'm like real aggressive, a little bit impatient, but I'm like, I'm at the hospital, so let me be a little patient. So I just tune on my my music, reading, vibing. Then around like 8 o'clock comes, I'm like, all right, this is taking a little too long. So I go to the receptionist, like, yo, what's going on? And she's like, oh, you know, sometimes the procedure takes a while. Then 8:30 comes, I'm like, all right, this is taking way too long. So I go back there. As soon as I go back there, doctor literally runs and grabs me. He's like, "You can't go in there. You can't go in there." I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, I'm her son. Doesn't have a husband. Like, it's literally just me and her." So he puts me in another room, sits me down, and he just tells me, like, you know, we lost her a couple of times. As soon as we tried to do the procedure, she just went unconscious. I'm like, "Huh? We literally were just talking. That's impossible." He was like, "We don't think she'll make it within the next 24 hours. You need to call your family, friends, whoever, to try and see her." I'm like, "Nah, this doesn't make sense. We literally were just talking and laughing." And then I go in there, and she has, like, all these tubes on her, and she doesn't know anything that's going on. And call all my family, call everybody, and literally that next morning she passed away. And she was in a lower stage of cancer, like stage one, and she was very healthy, vibrant. So it wasn't really expected of her passing. We knew the chemotherapy would affect her, but we didn't know it was going to be that drastic. So that year was an interesting year, just kind of me really trying to find myself, because my mom was the only consistent, just physical living individual that I always known. My dad just kind of in and out of drugs, so he never was around, kind of abusive relationship. So 2014 happens, holidays. 2015 is when I'm really kind of dealing with the emotions. I'm kind of really in a kind of a dark place. I'm drinking every day, just really trying to hide my pain, trying to hide my emotions, because I didn't want people to feel like something was wrong. And I just felt like I had to keep my emotions in. I felt like I had to be stronger for everybody. And these were things that I assumed that I had to do, but the reality is I didn't. And I'm just working, kind of going with the flow of life. I wasn't really as passionate or didn't have that extra step that I always did. And I just kind of really was lost. So I really was just trying to find myself. I was trying to find love and women, just talking to a whole bunch of women just to replace her love. Like, literally, you know, went to a strip club in Vegas and spent $800. Like, who does that, you know? And literally to find, like, a type of happiness. And even, like, the ladies who were there who were, like, dancing, they're like, "You don't seem like you're happy, you're enjoying it." I was like, "Nah, like, I'm not. I'm just here." Like, that's how it was between, like, 2015 and 2016, just here, present. And one day, my ex and I, she was like, "You know, let's take a trip. Let's go somewhere." So we decided to go to Mexico. We went to Cancun. And I was struggling with a lot of dark thoughts by myself. Like, I remember one time I was on the freeway, and I was like, "You know what? Let me just end it all here. Let me just crash. Like, who cares about life right now? Like, my best friend isn't here. Why do I need to be here right now?" So I contemplated a lot of those dark moments during that time, and my ex-girlfriend was somebody I kind of confided in, so she would know about these things, and, you know, she would help me. So she was like, "You know, let's travel. Let's go somewhere. Let's get your mind off of it." And we went to Cancun, and it was a great experience, but it was a very, very, very dark moment that happened at that time for me. Something I never thought that I would do, but it's just like when you're in that moment, you're not really thinking. You're not really, like, aware, and I kind of lost sight of God. I really didn't trust God anymore, because prior to my mom's death, I was in the church. I was doing everything. I was really actually celibate that whole year, like, really going hard. And I was like, "Dang, God, you man, like, what's up? Like, I'm doing everything, and all these people, like, out here in these streets are doing crazier stuff, and nothing bad is happening to them, but it seems like everything is happening to me." And kind of lost sight of God. So when we get to Cancun, you know, I'm still just, like, drinking and just kind of, like, really in this dark moment. And then my girlfriend, she, like, steps out or whatever to just kind of enjoy, you know, the lifestyle of Cancun. And she comes back, and I'm literally, like, in the bathtub, like, literally trying to drown myself, and she runs in and literally drags me out and tries to, like, snap me out of it. And, you know, from there, she was like, "You know, I really think you need to try and take some extra counseling, or you need to really figure something out." And that moment, I didn't really pay attention to it. I just kind of, like, nothing wrong with me, you know, just tried to blow it off. I just buried my emotions. But every time I buried my emotions, I realized it wasn't hurting anybody else but me, because I wouldn't cry even if I wanted to cry. I just held it all in. But at some point, anything, once it has a lot of pressure, it's just going to blow up. And for me, it just will blow up drastically. So it wouldn't just be tears of crying. It would be like big bursts of me crying, laying out on the floor. It was very, very bad because I buried everything.
So the top of like 2017, I was like, man, I can't keep living like this. Like, I'm really sad. I'm depressed. I really gotta like embrace my emotions, because yeah, I can lie and hide all my emotions to everybody else, but if I'm lying to myself, then that's really an issue. So I really had to sit down and really just really analyze, like, all right, how did my mom's situation make me feel? Like, what type of emotions was I really dealing with? Who can I really talk to about this to make me feel comfortable? And once I started to unpack those little details and started embracing it a little bit more, it was the biggest relief off of my back. And another situation that kind of, like, really tore me apart, too, was my grandma. She passed away around, like, March, April of this year, and this was my first encounter with my dad. I can't even tell you how long, and mind you, my dad didn't even contact me the whole time of my mom's passing, and he knew about it, he knew about everything, and he calls me literally during that time to try and scam me to get some type of vehicle that they had when they were married, and that just kind of like threw me for a loop. And then when he saw me again in person, he was just trying to like scam me for money, then that just kind of turned ugly. And that was just a lot of emotion. After that situation, I was like, you know what? Like, I really got to let go of this and really just kind of like really trust God again and put it in God's hands, because I'm really at my breaking point and I don't know what else to do. And once I finally did that and kind of worked backwards and take little steps to just really express how I felt, it was really a great feeling. And yeah, so once November came around this year, it was a different feeling versus the previous years. And I was like, you know what? I really feel like God put it on my heart to really just share my story and share something that I've been through, because I knew nobody would ever have thought about it. Like, Carlton? No, he would never, like, do this. Or he never thought of any of our things. But I knew, I told and promised myself, like, March of 2017, if I can get up from this, I'm not going to make this about me anymore. I'm going to do whatever it takes to inspire somebody else who may be going through the same thing. And I think it's an important thing, especially as men, we try to hide our emotions and act like, you know, everything's okay. And it's okay to really let your emotions out, or even not just a gender thing. If you're dealing with something, it's okay to let it out. You don't always have to make it seem like everything is together. So then that's how I really kind of embodied this whole Carlton Epic and Carlton Roberts thing, because I didn't know how to be Carlton Roberts anymore, and I feel like I had to separate, like, emotions and really figure out how to really tap into my scars. And I really feel like sometimes as people, we try and ignore our scars, but when you really tap into it, it can really be a beautiful thing, as crazy as it may sound. Once I really tapped into those scars and that emotion, I was able to put that into to Carlton Epic, and then now Carlton Roberts can be himself, and I can be vulnerable. I can be free around my family and friends. Like, this Thanksgiving, I actually, like, cried in front of my family. I let it out because, like, you know what? It's okay to be like this. And, okay, when I'm working, I may have to be a certain way, but, you know, when I can be around the people that I love and who are going to embrace me for who I am, it's okay to embrace those emotions. And that's how it was able to just be a better situation for me mentally and emotionally. And that's how I was able to write that post. And God is good, because if I can get up from that, you know, anything is possible. And I'm not saying I, you know, dealt with just the worst situation. I'm sure people have. But if anybody has dealt with death and any of that, it's a very hard thing. And I'm just blessed to be able to just talk about this and get up from that situation, because I was in a very dark place.
Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I'm sorry to hear about the loss of your mother and your grandmother, because I know what that's like, because I lost my mom 10 years ago. We buried her the day before Mother's Day, and I lost the woman that raised me, which was my grandmother. So I most definitely understand that. And if a person has never experienced that, and they wouldn't know pain and the loneliness and stuff that you feel, and trying to figure out where do you go from there. I feel like I lost myself.
Right. That's very true.
But, you know, you shared a lot. You talked about your father and, you know, and him coming back. And like I said, when I read that post, I just sat there and I was like, thank you for being transparent. Thank you for sharing that. Because I'm not trying to be funny, but a lot of men don't share.
Nah, thank you.
You know,
thank
what's really
I was so nervous, too.
I was so nervous. I was so scared of being judged or, like, people were going to look at me differently. But, like you said, like, I think it takes a lot more transparent moments. And, like, even you sharing, like, you know, how you lost your mom and you now doing your thing. I think all of that is just inspiring for other people because sometimes I feel like we're like, okay, dang, I have to go through this to inspire somebody else. But honestly, that's what life is really all about. And that's what I'm now realizing.
You know, you know, we give all glory to God. We was able to go through it and still be in our right mind, still be able to inspire and encourage other people and use our platforms and different things and spread our testimony and talk about how God has brought us through. So I am grateful to have met you, to know your story, to have heard your story, for you to share it on the show, because I believe, especially now during the holiday season, you know, a lot of people get they go through the secondary losses, all the things that they would never be able to say to that person, or we can't put up the tree, or I can't have dinner with them, or I can't call, or whatever it is, those secondary losses. And so it causes them to grieve all over again, like it's for the first time. And so for you to be able to share that, I believe that you gave some help and some hope and some encouragement to someone that's going through this right now that may have been wanting to give up or feeling like, hey, I can't talk about this. But because Carlton decided to talk about it and just share it, just a post on IG made me go, wow, really? And I think it was the next day. I believe it was the next day I hit you up. And I was like, come on, can we come do the show with
you? Nah, thank you.
Because it was like I said earlier, it was truly epic. And reading that, it really did something to me. So thank you for sharing that with my audience.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
You have done a lot of great things. And, you know, I've been watching, I'm observing, and I'm perusing, and you are the CEO of the premier company, Project Pit Entertainment, and
right.
To know all about it. So share with us, what is the vision or the mission of Project Pit Entertainment?
Okay, yeah, definitely. The mission of Project Pit is really to bridge the gap between up-and-coming creatives in the entertainment industry, the community, and the industry itself. So we do that through our concerts, through our events, our mixers, our meetups, and our memberships, and our educational resources that we eventually will offer. The goal is to really be a global brand that inspires creatives to let their dreams live, and not even just creatives in the entertainment industry, but the whole symbolism behind Project Pit is what's holding you up from reaching your full potential. We all have our different pits in our lives, and I know we're living in a time now where we're so divided, but the reality is we're all the same when we really think about it, no matter how rich or no matter how poor you are, no matter your political affiliation, your religion, your gender, your sexuality. Any of that stuff, we all have to start at the bottom of our dreams. But instead of just doing this by ourselves, why not come together? Why not embrace who we are as individuals and come out of our pits together and let our dreams live? For me, for a long time, I really lacked confidence, really believing in myself. That was something that was really holding me up, scared of the vision that I feel like God gave me, trying to shrink myself because, you know, to be honest, I was in a company, 102.3 KJLH. I love them to death. That's always family. But, you know, in that environment, they were trying to shrink me down into being a certain way, being able to move a certain way and act a certain way. And I was there for 4 or 5 years. I'm truly grateful for Stevie Wonder and that whole staff. But, you know, at the same time, I knew I had a vision for myself. I knew I had a vision for what it is that I want to do in regards to entertainment, and I didn't want to be boxed in anymore, so I kind of took that leap of faith and took that step to really start my own entertainment company and really to create and curate events and content as I see it, and really just following my vision. It took a lot of faith, and it took a lot of guts to do something like this, kind of, you know, being in a great situation like that, but I do believe anything that's not growing is dead, and I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to change and inspire the world one step at a time. It's not about how many people I can inspire. As long as I inspire one person, I'm happy, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the goal of Project Pit, and that's what we plan to do. Yeah, so definitely excited for the great things in 2018 that we have planned, and we're just trying to bring everybody together to let our dreams live.
You know, she just has said so much. I'm like, you better go ahead, because I always want to know. I always think, what makes someone decide to be an entrepreneur out of everything in the world that you could do? And you know what I know.
You know why, too? This is two stories. When I lost my mom and I lost her in 24 hours, I was like, wow, your life can change in 24 hours. So if my life can change bad in 24 hours, I feel like life can change good in 24 hours. And then I'll never forget my grandma's neighbor. This was kind of the opposite situation of my mom. She knew she was going to pass. And I'm one of those type of people where if it's an elephant in the room, I just have to ask. Like, I really just don't believe in filters that much. So I had to ask her. I was like, you know, Ms. Hester, you have 3 weeks left. Like, how are you so calm? How are you so, like, happy? And she was like, you know, baby, I gave life everything that I had. Any vision that I had, I did it. Anywhere I wanted to go, I went. I'm not saying my life was perfect, but I did everything that I could to make my life the best for Barbara Hester, which was her name. And I'm like, wow, like I want to be able to say that when I'm on my deathbed or I'm on my last legs, that I gave everything my all. And kind of when I was going through that dark moment and that dark time, I just felt so shrinked. And I was in an environment where they were trying to shrink me. And after talking to her, I'm like, you know what? I can't live like this. I got to just go and chase whatever it is that I want to do. And I'm not saying just go out and do something, really clearly have a plan put together and in place. I'm definitely moving intention, but at the same time, don't ever shrink yourself for anybody. And I was doing that for a year. And at the same time, I feel like I learned so much in that environment. I feel like sometimes God has to shrink you sometimes so you can be that servant and learn. And I learned everything that I could in that environment. But like I said, I wasn't growing, and that's what kind of curated that entrepreneur drive in me with those two stories. So yeah.
Yeah, oh my goodness. I almost said preach, preacher. Because you just, the thing about it is, what the neighbor said is absolutely true. She did everything. She gave everything. And sometimes we just wait and not moving, not doing, just existing, not living out our purpose and our destiny, not living out our dreams. Just what is going to be your legacy? And a lot of people don't think that. They don't think
right. Succession.
They don't think legacy. They don't think, let me pay it forward. And you said something. If I can just inspire, if I could just help one person, it doesn't have to be a lot of people, just one person help change someone's life. Man, I'm telling you, Carlton, I'm so glad today we talk, because you inspired me. Because whatever it is that I was thinking about not, you know, thinking about doing, it's time to do. But you say do it in intention. You have to have a plan. Now, I'm on your IG friend. I'm looking, and I see Project Pit doing a lot of things. And you said that you have some great things coming up in 2018. Do you have anything that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you an exclusive. I'm going to give you an exclusive to one thing that I haven't told anybody. My team may kill me right now, but, you know, I just feel in a vibe and energy, so I just got to let it out. But our vision board party, this is posted on our Instagram already. If you want to get your dreams and you want to be surrounded by just different creatives, innovators in any field, and you just want to be around the right people, come to our vision board party December 17th. I will have entrepreneur April Jones on the panel and entrepreneur Ernest Dukes. And it's not even really about who's there. It's just about being there in that environment of that good energy and getting that transition and momentum right as we go into 2018. But something that I want to leak exclusively on your show, 2018, for all our concert series that Project Pit will curate, we're exclusively doing it with Airbnb. So we have an exclusive relationship with Airbnb where we'll feature these intimate concerts, these intimate experiences We're looking for artists to be a part of this. It's definitely going to be something amazing. We're one of the pioneer organizations to be featured on Airbnb's platform with this. So it's going to be definitely something amazing. I'm just excited. I'm more ready. And I'm just trying to inspire. I'm trying to go, and I'm just trying to make it happen. It's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get up. And I'm getting up every single time, no matter how many times I fall. And you got me excited. You got me talking now. So I'm just ready.
You know what? I'm sitting up here thinking, where's his book? Where's his book? Where's his book? I'm telling you, it's like we need a Carlton Epic book. We need oh my God, my mind is just going. But I'm so excited for everything that. Oh, see? Did you hear it, audience? It's coming soon. I'm telling you, if you're not his Facebook friend, if you're not his IG friend, if you're not his Twitter friend, you have, because this man is really changing lives, really influencing people, helping to be to bridge that gap through by what he's doing. This is someone you want to connect with, I'm telling you. And he's someone that go to his event, support him. Is there a way for them to sign up? I don't know if it's a fee. I don't know what it is. But for them to come to the Vision Board Party, how do they get this information?
Definitely. You can follow me at Carlton Epic, at Project Pit. And, you know, I'm loving the energy and vibes. And my team is like, what are you doing right now? Probably we're going to let 5 tickets go to anybody you want to give the tickets away to. So the pricing for the event is $10 for materials and $20 for materials and the open bar experience and hors d'oeuvres. But we're going to make it free for any 5 people that you just want to give them away to, because we appreciate you supporting the movement and supporting the vision, especially in these early stages. So, you know, if you just want to bring 5 people or let it out for your social media or 5 people who do whatever, you make that call, and I'm going to write their names down on the list, and I'm going to make sure they get in, have the vision board and everything they need because you sent them. So that's what we're going to do for you today.
Oh, thank you. See? See, I lost words. I lost my words. I was not ready for that. But I thank you. And I thank the Project Pit team for everything that they're doing. And please don't get him too bad. Please, y'all. He just he just felt the love and the energy,
right,
and
man,
the good vibes. And he just wanted to share. So I thank you. And I support you, and I am looking forward to the Vision Board Party, because I said, I was telling myself this morning, I was like, I'm going, I'm coming, I'm supporting, and I'm ready to be influenced and inspired. So I planned on being there already. So I will most definitely be there, and I will share this with those that are on my platform as well. Okay.
I appreciate
now,
that.
You said that you gave us an exclusive, and please forgive me. I lost my train of thought. You know, you're not supposed to say that, but I did, and I'm not going to lie. Can you say that one more time for us so we can just get the essence of what it is that you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes. So the exclusive thing that I'm letting go and talking about right now is the Project Pit Listening Party Experience. This is going to feature local artists who just really want to tell their story. They're going to perform original music that they created and different cover songs. This will be exclusively on Airbnb's lifestyle platform. So we're working with them and curating this experience for Los Angeles. We're looking for artists who say they don't have a chance to really express themselves, artists who don't want to sell like 100 tickets just to perform, artists who really are talking about and expressing positive messages and great things, and who embody the mission of Project Pit. We are looking for you to be a part of this experience. We're also looking for vendors as well, or anybody who wants to partner and just be a part of it. It's just definitely a great platform to really inspire not only the city, but just Airbnb's audience as well, for the travelers who come to Los Angeles. So definitely a great experience.
Hey, I'm so excited. I'm totally, Carlton, first I have to give a shout out to Airbnb. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Airbnb, because they're doing their thing. I'm watching them. They're really doing their thing. And, you know, I just had a young lady over in the Seattle area hit me up. She's going into that arena. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was trying to get me to do some things with her. So I am excited for that. If you are listening and you know that you're a musician, you know you're a singer, you know you play instruments, don't hesitate. Hit up Carlton Epic in the Project Pit team, please, because he's presenting it to you. It's right here. It's at your fingertips. And you, like you said, you don't have to sell 100 tickets to get people to come to your show. They're right there. They're making it happen. So, Carlton, I'm looking forward to what you're going
to
do in 2018. Oh, yes, definitely. I most definitely will be there. Now, I have to go back a little bit. Recently, you just had one of my favorite singers, because I just had a girl moment. I had to smile. One of my girl moments. A young man who's now a grown man. He just came back out with a diamond. I was listening, and that's some fire. I was like, oh. Okay, I called up my makeup artist. I said, I'm going to go ahead and say his name. I was like, remember little Sammy? She was like, yeah, I remember. I said, well, he's grown Sammy now. He has something out, and it is fire. Can you tell us about your last event with Sammy? Because I'm watching, I'm looking, I'm listening, I'm sharing. And this, I was like, hey. I was like, I don't know how he got him. I don't even want to know. I just know that, that event was phenomenal. I saw the videos. I saw the information. I saw the pictures. I saw the promo. I mean, everything. It was really, again, epic. So would you like to share a little bit about the last event that you had?
Yeah, our last event, we featured Sammy. Sammy is doing some amazing things in music right now. So we had a concert with Sammy. We flew him out from Atlanta to just enjoy L.A. and to really show him that L.A. can really put on a concert and really, really embrace his music. So we sold it out. And it was a great vibe, from the acoustics of the sound to his singing, from our opening act, the interaction from the host. We had the drinks. We had the drinks going. We had the hors d'oeuvres in the back. So it was just really an overall great experience. And he's definitely, definitely going to be in concert very, very soon again with a special, special guest with him. So I'm not going to give that away just yet.
But no.
It's coming. You got to follow us to find out when he's coming. But he's coming. Just know that. And he's coming with somebody else, too. So,
You know, he almost... But he said, not now.
Not now.
But we're going to follow you. We're going to
follow.
Because we want to know what's going on. And we want to not just know, but come and support. We want to be a part of the experience. We want to be a part of the movement. We want to, you know, promote and put out and share what you're doing, what your business is doing. I'm just telling you, this is epic. This is phenomenal. Well, for the person, Carlton, that's on the line, that's struggling to be an entrepreneur, struggling to be motivated, struggling to just get started. What little nugget or nuggets would you like to share with
me? Yeah, definitely. I would just say know what your why is. Know why you're doing what you're doing, and make sure your why is louder than those what ifs, because a lot of times you'll have those what if moments. Oh, what if this happens? What if I don't get this money? Or what if this person doesn't come? But you got to make sure that why on that other side is a lot louder than those what ifs. Really have a plan, really move with intention. Trust me, I've been there from experience, just kind of moving on faith. But like it says in the good book, faith without work is dead. So you definitely have to have a plan. Be intentional, be detailed. I learned that last night watching Diddy, from when he came in the room to when he left. Very detailed, just watching his vibes and how he moved. That's something I'm still learning, really being detailed, having a plan, and really trusting your instincts and trusting your... A lot of times we kind of just get intimidated when we see other people doing things, but really stay in your own lane, stay tunnel vision, and understand that God gave you something for a reason, and get out of your brain into your heart and really trust yourself. I tell myself that every day, like out of my brain into my heart, and let's really push, and let's really think it through, and let these why be stronger than my what ifs, and I'm going to make it happen. You just got to believe. And sometimes you may be a little crazy, you might be out there on your island alone, but just know if you put in the work and you're giving it your all, you can live with the results, and that's what you have to kind of embrace.
I love it. Get out of your head and into your heart. You know, I've heard everything, but I've never heard that before. And I thank you for saying that, because I think we live too much in our head and we're trying to just formulate stuff and do stuff. And the thing is, we never do it. Never do it, because we just stay stuck in our head.
And I was reading this book, and it says don't overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. So don't underestimate what you can do. And trust me, I am the king of overthinking, but you just got to let go and live with the results if you're giving it your all.
I love that, you know, because I know what how that is. I am a dreamer, and so I would sit there and just and never get it done. It's like, did you just dream all that and never do it? Like, you just wasted all that time. Just do. And so, you know, so thank you. That was for me. I take that nugget too as well. I take that nugget. Well, can you, I know we're running out of time, can you share with us how to connect with you and any other pertinent information that you would like to share?
Definitely, definitely. Like I said, you could stay connected with me personally at Carlton Epic. Spell just like it sound. You can hit me up. I respond. You can hit my DMs up as well. Or you can follow the business at Project Pit. And just want to give a shout out to my team. I am nothing without my team. They are definitely the brains and the minds behind it all. A lot of them are really more talented to me. I'm sometimes amazed, like, wow, like, you guys are amazing. So definitely giving a shout out to my Project Pit team, just for embarking in on this vision with me and just rocking out. So I'm eternally grateful for them. I'm just thankful for family, friends, and everybody, and really everybody out there who has a dream and who is thinking, you know what, I want to do something. I'm just challenging you today. Go for it. Try something. Step out your comfort zone. I'm going to step out my comfort zone too. Don't feel like you're alone, and really make it happen. And I just want to really give people a reason to believe, a reason to believe in themselves, and a reason to believe in something bigger than them, whether it's God, whoever you believe in. Just know it's something bigger than you, and you can do anything you put your mind to. And if I can get up from where the dark place that I came from and just the dark thoughts that I had, and it's not even about the success, but just mentally being able to just really have a conversation and dialogue about these emotions is something that I'm like, wow, like anything can happen. So just remember that, just with anything that you're going through, and like they say, fall down 9 times, you get up that 10th time, and just always remember that and giving it your best and living with the results. And that's something for me, that's how I got out of my overthinking. 'Cause I'm like, oh man, I got to inspire like a million people. I got to do this. I'm like, no, you don't. Just as long as you're doing what you need to do, you're putting the work into it and you're giving it your all, you can live with the results. So that's what I'm telling myself. It's going to be the best thing ever, or it's going to be the worst thing ever, but I can live with either way, because I'm giving it my all and I'm living with no regrets. And I would do that any day. So I'm more ready. I'm sharpening up my skills. I'm trying to build my foundation, and I'm trying to build and inspire with other creatives, innovators, educators, entertainers, anybody who shares the same mentality. I just want to vibe and talk to you. Let's get to know each other. Let's dialogue and let's build together instead of doing this by ourselves.
I love it. I love it. You know, he wants to connect with you. Connect with him. Gave you his information. He's looking for people to connect with. And I'm telling you, Carlton, you came on the show, and I knew what I wanted to talk to you about. I knew what was in my mind. But you came on, and you gave me so much more. And I just want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to the Project Pit team for all that they have done and all that they are going to do, all of everything you guys are doing over there, because you're doing phenomenal things. And I look forward to having you, if you would like, if you would just ever so graciously bless my soul to come back.
Definitely. Anytime.
Come back and share, you know, whatever projects you have coming out, whatever it is that you're doing, whether business or personal. You know, the Larisha King Show is here for you and to help you spread your content, share what you're doing to the in the community. Please forgive me. I am at this place that I hate, and it's the time where I have to let you go. I don't want to. I just want to keep you here with me. I promise. I just want to keep you here because this has been such a wonderful conversation. And
thank you.
I'm telling you, you're welcome. Listening audience, if you haven't went over yet and joined his IG page, his Facebook page, his Twitter page, please do. I'm telling you, everything he shared with us today has been life-changing, but also it's real. You know, a lot of people talk about a lot of things, and it's not true. But this person, Carlton Epic, he shared today, thing he said, was 100% true. And I just want to say to you, Carlton Epic, I look forward to seeing you do even greater things than what you're doing now. World, look out, because Carlton Epic is on his way. And I just can't wait to see your star shine even more.
Thank you. I truly appreciate that. And anytime you need me or anything, I'm always here. Don't feel hesitant to make that call, send that text, that email. So whenever you need me, I'll be there.
Just look over your shoulder, honey. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much, Carlton, for this opportunity and this time. And we look forward to the next time having you on the Larisha King Show.
No, I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You're welcome. Well, listening audience, we thank you for tuning in. We thank you for supporting. We thank you for sharing this talk show with your audience. We look forward to having you again, as always. I hope that you are inspired, you are encouraged, that you are motivated by what you heard today from our guest host. Yes, Carlton Epic. He is the CEO of Project Pit Entertainment. And I'm telling you, they're doing phenomenal things. Run over there and connect with him. Before I leave, I know that it is the holiday season, and so many people are going through trying to figure out how they're going to live without that loved one, without that that person that they dated, the relationship is now over. Carlton said some very phenomenal things. He shared with us his story, his life, and how he was able to live again after the loss of his mother and his grandmother. And I'm telling you today that you can live again. You can get up from there. You can be encouraged. You can be inspired. Know that we are here for you. We love you, and we're praying with you and for you. And that you can turn what seems like a tragedy into a mighty testimony. Share it to help someone else. And we know that you can too. Well, until next time, be encouraged, be inspired, be motivated, be an influencer, change lives, and know that the best is yet to come. I will look forward to seeing you again next time on the Larisha King Show. Have a great day.